And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 28th. This week in 1962, Gene Chandler received a gold record for the Duke of Earl 45. The Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album cover was photographed this week in 1967. Leslie Gore appeared for the first time on television. It was on American Bandstand in 1963. The police in Paris arrested 85 rioters at a concert by the Rolling Stones there in 1966. In 2001, Mr. Acker Bilk received an MBE, Member of the British Empire Medal, from Queen Elizabeth for services rendered to the music industry. The Jimmy Rogers Show with Connie Francis as a regular debuted this week on television back in 1959. Speaking of TV, Elvis taped a television special with Frank Sinatra called Frank Sinatra's Timex TV Special, Welcome Home Elvis. The recording took place in Miami in 1960. The movie Woodstock premiered in Hollywood, California this week in 1970. In 1967, Steve Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group and formed Traffic. The British Broadcasting Corporation banned the Coasters' Charlie Brown record over its reference to spitballs this week in 1959. It did, however, lift the ban 2 weeks later. Elvis Presley sang Heartbreak Hotel in blue suede shoes on Milton Berle's TV show live from the deck of the USS Hancock in San Diego in 1956. Janis Joplin held a reunion concert with Big Brother and the Holding Company in San Francisco this week in 1970. The Searchers made their U.S. TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. The Rolling Stones record label with the infamous Lips logo debuted this week in 1971. In 1962, the Russian newspaper Pravda warned communist youth about the dangers of doing the twist. The film, Ladies and Gentlemen, The Rolling Stones, premiered this week in New York City in 1974. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show got their wish and finally appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone this week in 1973. A British court ruled that Procol Harum organist Matthew Fisher waited too long to sue over composer credits for A Whiter Shade of Pale and overturning a lower court ruling this week in 2008. In the studio, Van Morrison recorded Brown Eyed Girl in 67. Gary Lewis cut Greengrass in 66. Elvis recorded Burning Love in 72. Brenda Lee cut I'm Sorry in 1960. Fats Domino recorded Blue Monday in 55. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters recorded Finger Poppin' Time in 1960. Troy Shondell cut This Time in 1961. The Beatles finished recording their Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album this week in 1967. The Beach Boys recorded I Get Around in 1964, and Brian Wilson was so fed up with his father's criticism that he fired him as their manager. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded Do the Freddie in 65. Johnny Cash cut I Walk the Line in 1956. Elvis in the studio a couple of times in 1960, recording It's Now or Never, and also Are You Lonesome Tonight. Earl Grant recorded At the End of a Rainbow this week in 1958. The Beach Boys cut California Girls in 65. The Kingsmen recorded Louie Louie in 1963, and also in the studio in 63, Bobby Darin recording 18 Yellow Roses. Birthdays this week: Terry Jacks, 77. Eric Clapton, 76. Frankie Lane, born in 1913. Rolf Harris, 91. Randy Van Warmer, born in 55. Ronnie Rice from New Colony 6 is 75. Herb Alpert is 86 this week. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family, 87. Richard Chamberlain, also turning 87. John Poulos from the Buckinghams, born in 1948. Rudolph Isley from the Isley Brothers is 82. Debbie Reynolds, born this week, 1932. Phil Margot from the Tokens is 79. Frank Gehry, 77. Marvin Gaye, born in 39. Leon Russell, born in 1941. Jan Berry from Jan and Dean, born in 41 as well. Billy Joe Royal, born in 1942. Tony Orlando is 77. Wayne Newton is turning 79. Doris Day, born this week, 1922. Jeff Barry, who was such a successful songwriter with his wife at the time, Ellie Greenwich, they wrote songs such as Hanky Panky, Chapel of Love, Be My Baby. Oh, they had so many big hits. He is 83 this week. Don Gibson, born in 1928. Major Lance, born in 1941. Hugh Masekela, born in 39. Michael Parks in 40. Chris Jensen is 79. Margot Sylvia from the Toon Weavers, born in 36. Crispy in St. Peter's in 1944. Billy Bland in 1932. Tony Williams, the lead singer of the Platters, born this week, 1928. Agnetha Fältskog from ABBA is 71. The British producer Joe Meek, born this week, 1929. And Jim Dandy Mangrum from Black Oak, Arkansas, is 73. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 28th. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.